Now, this is the primary difficulty with this process, two-way communication, is that apparently is entirely permissive. It apparently can wander into any field, topic, subject. It apparently could address anything. And therefore, and thereby, an individual who is not cognizant of its very, very precise fundamentals would go immediately astray. He would go as far astray as men have gone as far astray with this as a process.
Now, they've tried to use this as a process as long as there has been communication. For all the thousands and thousands of years of relatively civilized man, he has sought with systems to use this as a therapy. And we find this even today being used, well, unthinkingly and unknowingly, rather spontaneously, even in such a place as a physician's office. And a physician is seeking to use two-way communication as a therapy, but he's seeking it so instinctively, so intuitively. It's something like a cat who knows generation to generation how to wash her face. You see that? And he's doing it on a stimulus response basis, and because he has a very practical reason for it. He thinks he has to do this in order to discover what pill to administer. If he really knew how to do this, he would have no use whatsoever for any pill. He would simply conduct a two-way communication with the patient and give him some non-emergency condition, some chronic illness or a cold or some psychosomatic ill, the chances are that the patient, with no further treatment than this, would walk out of the office, if not well, at least feeling much better. And if it were really well done, the person would walk out of the office completely well. So this is an interesting process, isn't it? It's a process which you can easily get entangled about. It's a process that you can be argued with about.
The Roman Catholic Church fully believes that it practices this. And if you were to conduct a session in the presence of a few bishops and a hat full of cardinals, this person would say, yes, that's exactly what we have been doing for thousands of years. So therefore, we have discovered Scientology, and it was actually down there in the catacombs all the time, and we just now have decided to give it to the world because we've been doing this for years. Oh, no, they haven't been doing it for years. They've been making an instinctive gesture like the cat washing its face. And that's all they've been doing.